Thank you for the introduction. So my name is Bogdan Ionescu. I'm with Laboratory Lapi from University Polytechnic of Bucharest. And also I'm a collaborator of Laboratory STIC from Polytech and Sichambéry. So what I'm going to present you is a dissolved detection approach which copes with a particular domain, namely the animated movies. So the presentation outline. First, I'm going to introduce a problem statement, present a brief state of the art of the literature, the proposed approach, experimental results, and finally conclude the paper. So, dissolved detection is part of a more general problem, which is temporal segmentation. So in videos, temporal segmentation means decomposing the video into its fundamental temporal units or video shots. So what's a video shot? It's a sequence of images which are recorded between the camera turned on and turned off. So basically, to put together the final movie of the final sequence, one has to put together all these shots, which are linked by what we call gradual transitions, which are denoted with a T letter in the image. So basically, performing the temporal segmentation means, on the first basis, to detect the video transitions. So we have two classes of video transitions. The first one is called sharp transitions or cuts, which are the direct concatenation of two different shots. So here you have the timeline, you have shot one, which is connected to shot two. So here you got a cut. So they are the most frequent. For instance, 30 minutes of movies accounts for as much as 300 cuts. And the existing approaches are quite highly accurate. We got easily 95% correct detection. You can see the early results of the TrackVid benchmarking campaign. On the other hand, there are the gradual transition, which are short in time visual effects. The most common with natural movies or movies in general are fades, which here I have depicted a fade in sequence, which is the progressive apparition of one image starting with a constant image, typically black. The other gradual transitions are the dissolves, which are much more complex because they are the transformation of one image, the start image, into a second image, which is done gradually. So, compared to cuts, they are less frequent, at least one order measure less, and the existing methods are not very reliable. Let's say we have average correct detection between 70 and 40%. So why performing the temporal segmentation? I'm going to announce two important reasons. So for the analysis purpose, it's a way of understanding the structure of the video. On the other hand, we have the content description. For instance, many summarization and skimming methods are based on temporal segmentation, or there are many approaches which consider the action related to a high frequency of shot changes. And to this domain, which is the animated movies, the use of gradual transition has a semantic meaning. Okay, so I'm going to present some of the best methods in the field. Let's start with a definition of this transition. So supposing we have two sequences, two shots, S1 and S2. So the dissolve transition, which is obtained by combining the two of duration T, we can express it at intensity level as the linear combination between the two sequences, using two linear monotonic functions, F1 and F2. Some common functions are such the one I have presented here. So F1 is typically decreasing from 1 to 0, while the second function F2 is typically increasing. So basically what we have here, we have a fade out sequence of the first shot, which is coped with the fading in sequence of the second shot. So basically we have a fade out coped with a fading sequence. This kind of transitions of dissolves are much more complex to detect compared to the others, even to fades, because first of all, it's very hard to be temporally separated. They tend to show similar time signature with other camera or object motions. They support many variation, color effects, motion, etc. And they may have similar color distribution and structural information for the two shots of the first one and the second, which is a problem. So the existing methods basically are divided into several categories. The first one is pixel intensity based, transform based, feature based, and there are some other approaches which either mix the first ones or propose different solutions. So I'm going to present from each some representative approaches which are connected to our org. One of the first approaches was using image differences. So it proposes to accumulate the distance between consecutive frames, which should be greater than a first threshold T1, while for the difference for consecutive frames should stay below a second threshold T2, which is inferior to T1. So basically it computes the successive difference which are provided by dissolved sequence. This works not only for dissolved, but with gradual transition in general. Another approach uses a mathematical definition. So it states that mean and variance of pixel intensity show a linear and quadratic behavior. So that is founded on the very definition. If you are going to compute the variance of a dissolved sequence for a given t, a moment of time, we get a quadratic behavior with the f1 and f2 functions. So if you are going to do the math and replacing the two functions, we are going to obtain a quadratic behavior according to time. So here, where a, b, c are three constants which are in time independent. So we can detect this signature by applying first order or second order derivatives in order to retrieve either a linear increase or a constant value of the discontinuity function. Another approach is based on the optical effects I just mentioned. So the superposition of a fade out and a fade in sequence. So it detects the amount of fading in and fading out pixel, which is also the basis for our algorithm. So generally, intensity-based approaches are very reliable, similar to the method for cut detection. Other approaches are transform-based, for instance, performing the detection on the compressed domain. This might work for real-time performance, but the effect is quite visual, so we need some kind of visual information, not only coefficient from a frequency domain or something similar. So usually to increase accuracy, at least we have to decompress to a certain level of detail. The second category are feature-based. Here I'm going to present a classic one which is based on contour and edge information. So it uses the same assumption. So contour pixels from the starting shot are going to disappear, while the contour pixel from the final shot are going to appear. So one classic approach is to compute some edge change ratios for disappearing picture edge pixels and appearing edge pixels. For instance, here we have the amount of contour pixels which disappeared from image at time k divided by the total number of contour points. So by computing the two, they should provide a high value for a dissolve. Other approaches tend to use feature points like surf, sift, etc. The problem with feature information is very sensitive to motion or visual effects. So regardless of the information they use, most, or in fact, all of the existing dissolved detection methods are designed to cope with natural movie because that was the target. So in this paper, we address a particular domain, which is artistic animated movies, not to be mistaken by cartoons. They are quite different. So animation industry is become a, let's say, an important entertainment industry from the artistic point of view and also from the entertainment point of view. There are a lot of festivals, there are a lot of commercial movies. Here I have illustrated three of the biggest, let's say, Ottawa, Canada, Portugal, Annecy, France. For instance, the international animated film of Annecy, it's one of the major events in the field. There are a lot of movies competing. So it became a problem to process, to perform temporal segmentation to this domain. The problem is artistic animated movies are quite different from natural ones in many respects. Here I'm going to present some of the most important. So first of all, there are many animation techniques. You got paper drawing, 3D, object animation, plasticity modeling. So it's the content is very, very different. Also, the motion is not always continuous due to the animation technique. There are a lot of movies which are made by stop motion technique or which are made frame by frame. Also, each movie tends to have a different color palette. Here you have on each row images from one different movie, so they tend to have a specific color palette. The content is quite fiction or highly abstract. You have a lot of visual effects which are very strange, and also there are no physical rules, so we cannot analyze the events from the classic point of view. So basically you can have anything. Objects appear, disappear, any kind of visual effects, so there is no continuous flow. So the method we propose is quite simple but yet efficient. What we do, we use only intensity information, and for each frame we are going to compute what we call fading pixels. It's a simple ratio. It's the amount of fading out pixels plus the amount of fading in pixels, which is normalized with respect to one. This is the image size. So basically, if we are going to analyze this measure during time, we shall spot dissolves like isolated peaks. The problem is how to make the difference between dissolve, transition, and other changes which are due to motion or visual effects. So for that, we use a twin thresholding approach, which I shall describe in the following. So first of all, in order to overcome visual discontinuity, we are going to analyze the fading pixel in a very restrained time window of only 3 frames. The dissolve localization using the twin thresholding. So we have 2 situations. We have the dissolve, which are clear enough, which provide a number of fading pixels, which is quite high. So whether we have the number of fading pixels greater than a certain threshold, and this value, whether it's a local maximum, we can declare a dissolve in the interval between I and plus half T max on the both sides, where T max is let's say an average dissolve length. So that's the most simple situation. We got the dissolve, but there are some other dissolves which show a lower level of fading pixel and which are coupled with us, which are caught up in other transition like motion or visual effects. So we use a second threshold, which is quite lower, is lower than the first one. We call it the tolerant threshold. Whether the FP is greater than the second threshold, we may have a dissolved transition. In fact, the frame E may be a dissolved middle frame. So to validate this dissolve, what we are looking for is enough decreasing on both sides of these values. So basically having a maximum. So what we do? Here I have synthesized the FP function for a segment of a movie. We have the clear dissolves here, and we have the 2 thresholds, a certain threshold and tolerant threshold, while we have some other dissolve which are caught with some other changes. So what we do? Once you detected a peak greater than the second threshold, we are going to detect the time moment where the FP function starts increasing again. That's on the right and on the left. Once we got those time moments, what we are going to assess the amplitude between the peak and those 2 values, which are denoted D left and D right. So this transition, this value shall be a dissolve if the 2 values are greater than half the size of the peak. That's the FPI. So we are going to declare the dissolve. Okay. We have tested our approach on 562 dissolve and several animated sequences. For each, I have depicted a label according to the content difficulty. So we have highly difficult content. We shall see at the end some examples to to see how bizarre the contents are, and average difficulty. So to assess performance, we use a classic precision and recall ratio. So precision is about false detection, while recall is about non-detections. So what are the results? So overall, we got a precision of 94%, while the recall is close to 80%. That is 360 good detection and only 23 false detection. At the sequence level, precision and recall ratio are ranging from 86 to 100 and the recall from 70 to 100. So we have certain seconds for which we detect all the transition, and there are some for which which due to the very complex content we got a lower detection ratio. So we have attempted to compare our approach, which is quite simple, to the existing approaches. So we have chosen three of them: the variance of pixel intensities, the one I have presented in the introduction, 2 minutes, okay, and the edge change ratio, which is based on contour. So here we have an example for one movie, which is called Mr. Pascal. So we have traced the variance of pixel intensity. Here we have the dissolved ground truth, which is marked with vertical red lines. So we can see there is no parabolic shape, which is stated by the definition. We cannot use it. If we are tracing the edge change ratio, we see it's highly sensitive to visual effects and to noise. It's practically unusable. And if you are plotting the proposed measure, we can see where there are some fluctuations, the dissolves are quite well delimited. Another example, a movie which is less complex as content, but which show a very discontinuous content. We got the variance, which show a particular signature, but it's not a parabolic shape. Contour information is not reliable because we don't have a lot of contours in the movies. While that's a classic example for our approach, we get very good dissolve detection. So basically, we were unable to compare the precision and recall of our approach versus the existing approaches because we couldn't make them work. I'm going to show you a few examples of dissolve which were successfully detected, and also to see the difficulty of the content. Here, I'm going to show you an atypical dissolve transition. It's quite strange. So that's a classic animated movie. So it's very similar to a fade, but it's quite a dissolve, in fact. Here we got a dissolve transition in which both shots are very similar from the point of view of the structure and also the color. And here it's a tough dissolve transition, which is coped with a lot of motion and a lot of intensity variation, which is also successfully detected. So we have proposed an intensity-based approach. It's a simple method. It's quite a fast and efficient method to our purpose. What are the main limitations? So first one is the choice of the several thresholds. We are unable to detect the dissolved boundaries, as you can observe, and we have some problem with some of the fades, which register sometimes as dissolves due to the fading pixels. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Bogdan. Any questions? We have time for one. Yes. Do you mind just getting on the microphone, please?
Sorry, I didn't know. So it's related to the which
can
is
edge detection algorithm?
Oh, yes. So for okay, so for the matter which uses contour information, yes, we use the canny edge detector in order to retrieve, yes.
Okay. Another quick one. How do you compute your precision and recall? Are you considering a band during which the detection of a dissolve is correct, or is one single frame?
That's a good question. So first, we are manually labeling the sequence. That's simple. So we are basically detecting by hand where the dissolves are.
Yeah.
And I'm considering correct detection if I'm located. Yes. I'm superimposing a real dissolve at least 70%. So we are not aiming to detect the exact.
So you consider a band during which the detection would be considered
it's
correct.
70% because in fact we are not able to detect the boundary, so we cannot. We can. That's not a problem because we can perform a statistic. We can determine statistically the average dissolve length for each domain. Mm-hmm. For animated movies, it's 2 seconds, 3 seconds. While for natural movies, it's maybe 5 seconds, or that depends on each domain.
All right. Thank you very much for
this
presentation.
Again.